You're listening to The White Note, Episode 2, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Thanks for meeting me.
Did anybody see you come here? Did you check you weren't followed?
This is a little top, don't you think? I mean, when you said to meet at the Brooklyn Bridge, I was hoping it was some new hipster coffee place I'd never heard of.
Sorry to ruin your gentrification wet dream, but diners have cameras. So do most public places.
So here we are, under the suspension bridge that time forgot.
Look, do you even want to know what I have to say or not?
I do. Hold on a second, I want to get this on tape. I have an app on my set.
You brought your phone? I told you, no phones. They can track you. God, I'm leaving.
No, wait, look. I'm turning it off.
Forget it!
Wait, look!
Did you just...
toss my new iPhone into the East River? Yes, I did.
Shit, that was stupid.
Look, Jesus, I don't even know what your name is. But what I do know is that over the last 3 weeks, 9 kids have died from overdoses at clubs. And ever since you called, I've been thinking about what you said.
You have?
I went back, I reread my stories, I reread the police reports. I even had a buddy who works at the station email me all the coroner reports.
And?
All those autopsies came back the same. Those kids died of lethal drug overdoses. No foul play, nothing outward, 9 open and shut cases.
So if you're so sure, why are you standing under this bridge right now?
Because I know there's something odd. These kids, they all died of overdoses, but...
but what?
They all had different drugs in their systems. It doesn't make any sense. It can't just be a coincidence.
I've been trying to tell you.
Look, I'm a reporter, not a cop. If you're saying that someone is murdering kids, somehow convincing them to overdose, however they do it, we have to tell someone.
Yeah, great idea. Let's call the cops, the FBI, maybe even the Pope.
I'm serious. Ugh.
Maggie, my name's Maggie. And you don't understand. I need your help to stop him before he does this to more people on a bigger scale.
My help? What can I do?
I want you to help me burn it down.
Welcome to the White Note that ends in...
ma'am, are you the person who discovered the victim?
I think so.
Okay, I'm gonna need a statement. Hey, you okay?
I don't know.
Hold up one second.
Hey, I'm at work. I don't know, did you look under your bed? They could be anywhere. Okay, I gotta go.
Sorry, my son. Can't find his Jordans again.
Hey, Will. Emmy's on the way. Forensics just finished with the paparazzi shots. Nasty stuff. Flip a coin on who's calling the rents back home?
You're such an asshole. Miss, my name is Detective Wilma Mahoney. Everyone calls me Will for short. This idiot is my partner, Detective Dew and Ryan.
So, this kid, Mr. Dumpster Diver, he's a friend of yours?
Whoa, can we just back this up a hot sec? Jesus Christ, Ryan. Miss, can you tell us your name?
Sure. Maggie Collins. I work here.
You a bartender or something?
No, I'm sort of a production assistant. Anyway, I walked out to empty the trash in the bin, and when I opened the lid, I smelled something awful. Horrible. I climbed on an old crate to get a better look, and then I saw him. I recognized him right away because, you know, we called him Carrot.
You happen to know the Ginger's real name. He didn't have an ID on him.
Ian. He was an intern here. He wanted to be a DJ.
Sir, you can't go over there.
Excuse me, let me throw.
That's my boss.
He's fine. Let him through.
Oh, my God. I came as soon as I heard, Maggie. Are you okay?
I'm so sorry. I just came out here to empty the trash like you asked. And when I...
sir, we're going to need you to step back so we can finish questioning Miss Collins.
My name is Jim Karras, and I own this establishment. I don't think Miss Collins has anything more to add. You can call my lawyer if you'd like to question her further. Here's his card.
Thanks. Law firm of the rich, fancy, and asshole. Nice.
Father Karras, I don't mind.
Detectives, I'm running a club here, and we're going to be opening our doors in just a few hours. I expect this mess to be cleared out. Crime scene tape isn't good for business,
Mr.
right?
Mr. Karras, all due respect, there's a dead kid in the dumpster behind your club. Miss Collins told us he was under your employ here, an intern?
She did. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I wasn't aware. Come on, Maggie. Let's go back inside. Officers, if you need me, call my lawyer. Here, have this. Scotch. It'll settle your nerves.
I'm good.
You want some water?
No, actually, this is fine.
Look, before... I'm sorry you had to see that. Refill?
Sure, thanks. What do you think happened to him? How did he end up in there?
I wish I knew. He was obviously a troubled kid.
But before, you said he had promise, that he was talented.
I did. And unfortunately, I found the most tortured souls amongst us are often the ones with the most creative spirits.
I guess.
Maggie, I don't mean to be forward, but did you ever wonder why everyone around here calls me Father Karras?
I assumed it was a nickname?
I used to be a priest back in Toledo.
I had no idea. Kind of a weird career move.
Actually,
owning a club?
Not so weird. I simply traded in one flock for another.
Like sheep? Followers?
The faithful.
So, do you want to give Ian last rites or something? Is that why you're telling me all of this?
No. I'm telling you because back in the day, when I'd stand at the pulpit, I'd look at my parishioners, and they'd look back at me. Their eyes had this hollowness to them. You know, an emptiness. It was as if they were waiting for me to fill them up, to say or do something that would infuse them with the spirit, to make them whole again.
I don't understand.
I left the cloth behind because I couldn't help those people. And I came here because I thought maybe, just maybe, this could be my new congregation. A congregation of lost souls searching for their place in the world. Their sense of wholeness. From the moment I met Ian, I knew he was talented, but I knew he was very depressed, lost. I thought, foolishly, I suppose, that I could help him.
It's not your fault. We don't even know what happened to him.
I suspect we'll know soon enough. Excuse me.
That was weird.
Hello? He's not here. Can I help you?
My name is Brody Hammer. I'm a reporter from the Times. We heard a report that a man's body was found in the dumpster behind Cooper's Club.
Who was that?
A reporter.
Of course. And now the vultures start circling.
Well, thanks for the drink.
Hey, are you still up for tonight?
Tonight?
My friend's party on the boat? Did you forget?
Oh, no. I mean...
If you're not up for it, I completely understand.
No, it's cool. The show must go on.
Oh, you're a trooper, Mags. And I owe you big time.
I can't believe we went to the wrong marina, stupid Uber driver.
It's okay. Look, you're only a few minutes late. There. What did he say the name of the boat was?
The Screw Tape.
That's weird. Wait, there it is. Holy mother. You said boat. That's a yacht.
And T, no business. Right? You promised.
Yes, Maggie. Scout's honor.
Okay. Hey, I see a guy with a clipboard. Come on.
Shit, would you look at the size of his arms?
Hello?
Hello, handsome.
Names.
This is Maggie, aka DJ Blizzy, and I'm her manager, Tanaj.
Sorry we're late. We went to the wrong dock and...
The equipment arrived about 30 minutes ago. You're set up on the top deck.
Okay, great. Tanaj, let's go.
Hey, no shoes on the boat. You'll need to take them off in the staff quarters.
Damn, good thing my mani-pedi is looking right. Let's go, Maggie.
Hold up. You.
Me? I knew there was something between us.
No drugs allowed, either.
What? I don't...
God, you promised.
It's my own stash, Mags. Damn, you some kind of half-human-sniffing canine or something?
There's lockers in the staff quarters. Put your shoes and anything else in there.
Great, thanks. Come on, Tanaj. This is crazy. There's like 500 people here.
Would you ladies like some champagne?
No, I'm working.
Yes, please don't mind if we do. Okay, one for me and one for you.
I don't think...
Will you chill? Hey, quick toast. To you killing it tonight. Look, there's the steps to the top deck. Let's go.
Shouldn't we take our shoes off first?
Please, he just said that because he thinks we're the help.
We are the help.
Speak for yourself.
Should I find the owner? Say hello before I start?
Screw that. Let's get you set up.
Transitional music fades up. Club music is playing.
Hey, y'all. I'm DJ Blizzy, and tonight we're all going on a magical mystery ride. Who's ready to party? Okay, let's get this party started. My God, look at this view.
The crowd is digging it.
I'm so stoked. Who's feeling the love?
Hey, you.
Me?
I told you, no drugs, no shoes.
What are you talking about? Look, I'm working here.
Guys, that's the one.
Hey, get off of me, you Vin Diesel wannabe! Who are you?
What's going on? Let go of her!
Lady, there's two ways off of this boat. One of them is peaceful, the other one involves a good knowledge of the butterflies.
Leave her alone!
It's okay, Maggie. Look, I have another engagement anyway.
You're leaving?
Girls gotta make a living, right? Get off of me! Maggie, you kill it. I know it.
Okay.
Get your hands off of me, you mangy mutt!
Okay, everybody, let's get crazy. Now, where's the laser lights on this thing? Wait, here, is that the smoke machine? Just gonna see what happens if I press this. What's going on? How do I slow down this smoke? Shit, shit, shit. Maggie, what did you do? Crap, what button did I press?
Hey, what did you do? People can't breathe out there.
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I can't even see the turntables. It's too foggy.
Freaking amateur hour.
How do I stop it? Oh, God, this is a disaster. I can't see shit. Sorry about that, folks. We had a technical difficulty. What did you do?
Unplugged and replugged it.
I need some air. Of course you fucked this up. You don't deserve to be here.
Hey, don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh my God, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry, it's just... I wanted to nail it so bad, you know? This was my shot. I'm sorry. This is getting more embarrassing by the minute. I'm like the worst.
Hey, that's okay.
No, it's not. My boss trusted me enough to hire me for this gig for his friend, and now I've ruined everything. My mother was right. I shouldn't be bothering you with any of this. I'm just gonna call an Uber and leave with the little scrap of dignity I've left.
Don't do that. Maggie.
I have to... Wait, how do you know my name?
Because I was told that one of Cooper's most talented rising stars was on the ones and twos tonight. And her name is Maggie.
Are you like the events manager here?
You could say that. It's my boat.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
It's fine. Look, I like a little mayhem from time to time. Party's just fine. You see anyone abandoning ship?
No.
And I was enjoying the music.
You were?
I even liked the backwards tape. You know what they say when you play rock and roll backwards?
You summon the devil. I think that's from Footloose.
Footloose? Never heard of it. But don't leave, Maggie. I'd really like for you to finish out the set.
Really? Will you excuse me 1 minute?
Of course.
Girl, you see the news?
I've been working.
Ian, the intern? It's all over my feed. It was a drug OD.
Oh, no.
But there's more. Two more kids collapsed on the dance floor tonight. Total shit show right in the middle of Gemma's set. Even Narcan couldn't revive them.
Oh no!
EMTs rush in, whole thing turned into a total mob scene. People running for their lives, I barely made it out in one piece.
Shit! What should I do?
DJ Blizzy?
Hold on, T. Your friend is back.
What do you want?
You coming back in or not?
Sure.
T, I've gotta go spin.
Thanks. Hey, the man, the one I was talking to a few minutes ago?
Creepy looking dude, wears leather gloves.
Yeah, where'd he go?
I don't know.
What's his name?
The Boss. You coming back in or not?
Thank you for listening to The White Note.